The organizational process for impact assessment looks as follows. First, the validation of the initiative on the basis of a planning entry created in DECIDE. After political validation, a call for evidence document is prepared by the lead DG. Second, the call for evidence document is published on the Commission's website for feedback and by default, a public consultation is simultaneously launched. An inter-service group is created. This group will steer the process and collectively prepare the impact assessment report. Third, the inter-service group discusses the consultation strategy, including a mandatory 12-week internet-based public consultation. Fourth, data are collected and analyzed by the lead DG in order to draft the impact assessment report. Fifth, the regulatory scrutiny board checks the quality of the draft impact assessment, followed by revision to take account of its recommendations for improvement. Sixth, subject to a positive opinion by the board, the impact assessment report is submitted to inter-service consultation together with the accompanying policy initiative. After having gone through the inter-service consultation, the file including the impact assessment and the act to be adopted is submitted to the college. After adoption, the proposal is published, with an additional option for public feedback.